Shalom to all. Today's office Chol Daf Kof Lamed Gimel. We're starting about the seventh line with the words Amar of Abba. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Bemsar Bas Biyakam Moshe Harnish Amal Shad Haven Oliyah. Are we discussing the Matanis Israel Chaim and Keva? The Gemara tells us Amar of Abba, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav Chutin Shabalechi Asurin. The Chutin, which are the strands, as we're referring to the veins that are inside the lechi. That's the Blechayim part of the Israel Chaim and Keva. So those Chutim are asur to be eaten because they have blood in them. And Chol Kain Sheini Day Little and any kind that doesn't know how to remove them, Ain Nosel Matana. We're not all given Matanis. The Gemara says, well, that's not so. We don't have to be afraid of that because Amar if the kohen is going to roast the meat to eat it, so made of davi, the blood is going to flow out. And if he's going to cook it in a pot, so either mechtechelhu malachelhu. If he cut it open and he salted the meat beforehand, because anyway there's other blood in the meat, so then made of davi, that blood is going to flow out. So either which way, we don't have to be worried about the kohen eating the blood that's in these veins. We continue to discuss the matanis. Ravi tells us, Badalkar and Rav Yosef checked us, which means he tested us and asked as follows: Hai kahanu dechatef manasa. If a kohen grabs the matanis, a little kid was sent by his parents to go bring these matanis to a kohen, and a kohen comes along and grabs these from him. So does that show that he loves the mitzvah, he cherishes it? Does it show that he's being mezalzel in the mitzvah? And we answered him from following pasuk that says v'nosan, and that tells us not that he should take it by himself. V'nosan means he shall give, so we have to wait till it's given, and a kohen shouldn't take it on his own. Omar Abaye said, and he was a kohen, originally I used to grab the matanos. Amina, I said that's showing a chibur of a love, a cherishing for the mitzvah. But kivin d'shamanu l'hav v'nosan v'lo shi'ito ma'atzmai. Once I heard this drasha, the pasuk says v'nasan, not that he should take it on his own. Michtafel chatifna, I wouldn't grab it anymore. But meimar amri, I still would say havuli, please give me the matanas. But then v'kivin d'shamanu l'hav d'tanya, once I heard the following brisa that tells us vayitu achri abatza, that they turned to the side trying to gain monetarily. And Rameir Amri, he explains b'nei Shmuel chalkam shalu b'fiem, this referring to the sons of Shmuel, Chafni and Pinchas, that they asked for their chelek, which was coming to them anyway, but they verbally asked for it. And the pasuk calls that vayitu achri abatza. Vayitu means to turn away from the regular path, and betza is improperly gained money. So once I heard about that, says Abai, meimar nami laimina, I wouldn't even ask for them. But v'yavu li shakilna, if they would give it to me, so then I would take. But then kim the shemar al hadatanya, when I heard the following brisa that atznu and mashchan sidem v'gargaranim chalkim, the people who were tsanua, they were discreet, they would remove their hands, and the gargaranim, those who were fressers, they would take a portion. As refers to after Shem HaTzadik, who was the kohen gadol, when he died, the bracha left the lechem upon him, and a person wasn't satiated for a piece that was less than a kezias. So the kohanim were tsanuim, they would pull their hands away, and they wouldn't take from lechem upon him. It was only the gagaranim they would take. So mishkal nami leshakilna, I also don't take any matana, says Abaye, because I don't want to be looked as a gargaron. Lebarim mal yom dikpuri, except for every yom kipper, lachzuki nafshay b'chani, so I can just be machzik, establish myself as a kohen, because if I never take matanos, then people are going to forget that I'm a kohen. So once a year, every yom kipper, I take matanos. Ask the Gemara, why does he have to do it once a year? V'lifres yadei, why doesn't he just do nesias kapayim, spread his hands out, do berachos kohanim, everyone's going to know he's a kohen? And the answer is ansei le'idnei, his time prevented him from doing that, meaning he had a set time that he used to give shir to his talmidim, and that was the same time they were doing berachos kohanim, so he wasn't able to do it. Therefore, once a year, took matanos to show everyone that he was a kohen. Continue to discuss matanos. Rav Yosef says, if we have a kohen that has a tzurim rabbanon, a talmudical scholar in his neighborhood, udchikalei milsa, and it's pressured for him, he doesn't have money. This talmud chacham is lacking funds. So liski lematnasa, the kohen can mezake the matanos to him, and that's va'afal gav deloy asiliyadei. Even though the matanos never came to the kohen could still say, whatever matanos are going to be given to me, just give them straight to that talmud chacham, and that works. It's perfectly fine. However, it's only makarikun levia if this kohen is recognized, meaning he's well known among the kohanim leviim. In other words, he's a person whom everybody knows, and they usually give their matanos to him, so he's able to say, don't give him straight to the talmud chacham, and that zechia works perfectly fine. Now we have a story about this. Rav Safra iklol be Mar Yochana brid Rav Chana bar Ada. Rav and Rav Safra visited the house of Mar Yochana, the son of Rav Chana bar Ada. V'amrilon, some say it was lebe Mar Yochana brid Rav Chana bar Bizna. Either which way, avilu iglatilsa, he made an iglatilsa for them. Iglatilsa means the third calf born to its mother. That's the choicest. And amrili Rav l'shamay, Rav said to the attendant of their host happened to have been a kohen, and he was usually given the matanos of all the animals that his master shechted. So Rav told him, zachilon or zachili matnasa, I want you to mizake the matanos to me, meaning have them be given to me even before they get to you. And why is that? To be eaten l'meichol l'shem b'chardala, because I want to eat the tongue in mustard. Even though Rav himself was a kohen, he didn't ask for the matanos outright because of what we had mentioned before, that he shouldn't do so. Therefore, he just said, listen, please be mizake the matanos to me. And zachile, this attendant did that, and Rav achal Rav Safra le'achal, Rav ate from the matanos, whereas Rav Safra did not. That's because Rav Safra held that since the attendant who's a kohen never physically received them himself, we can't be mizake them to other people. Now, kriya Rav Safra b'chelma, the following pasuk was read to Rav Safra in a dream. Ma'ada beged b'yom kara, like a worn out garment on a cold day, which doesn't help at all because worn out, and also chaimetz al neser, just like vinegar on neser, which ruins it. V'shar bashirim alev ra, that's like somebody who sings songs songs to a lev ra, which over here we're understanding means somebody who's not good of mind. And the way this pasuk is being understood in this situation is Rav Safra is a Talmud who's considered a lev ra, and teaching him is like wearing a worn out garment on a cold day. He misunderstands what's taught to him, and he understood the pasuk was read to him because he didn't eat from these matanos. So also Kamei Rav Yisrael Rav Yosef, and Amalei told him, "Dol mishum da avriyah shmeitzes demar karin hachi." Perhaps it's because I was over on your memra that a kohen who usually receives matanos is allowed to be mezaken them to somebody else, and since I didn't listen to that, I didn't eat from these matanos. Maybe that's why they read me this pasuk. So Amalei Rav Yosef told him, "No, ki amri ana ba'acher." I was talking about a kohen who's mezakes matanos because he wants to do that. But shama bal karcha mezake, this attendant of the host, he did that against his will. When somebody as chashav as Rava asks you, "Can I please have the matanos?" You're not going to say no to him. So that's first of all, says Rav Yosef. And also, when I said this, that's somebody who's not able to, meaning he doesn't have enough money. That's how we start out the whole memra, that he's a tzurim rabbanon, that the chikolei milsa, he doesn't have enough money, so then a kain's letting him zaka the matanis to him. But ha, efshirle, Rava, he was perfectly fine. He didn't need them. He was being hosted by the fellow. He was being given food, so he didn't need the matanis. So Rav Safra asked him, "Fine, but elmai tamakarin hachi, so why did they read this pasuk to me if I didn't do anything wrong?" And Rav Yosef answered, "Klape Rava, they were really reading this pasuk to Rava." So he asked, "Fine, but lekarin l'Rava, so why not read it to Rava? Why have them say this pasuk to me in a dream if it's directed at Rava?" And the answer is that Rava Nazav Hava, Rava was under heavenly rebuke, and that's because Rashi points out there's a whole story that the mother of Shmuel Malka had asked for rain during a time when it wasn't a rainy season, and Rava davened for rain, and this was to the displeasure of Shemayim, and actually Rava's father came to him in a dream saying he shouldn't have done this, and that he should move the place where he sleeps. And the next morning he woke up and saw that there was a whole bunch of knife marks or knife punctures on his bed. The Mazikim or Malchi Chabala came in the middle of the night to harm him, and so his father saved him, and because of that he was Nazov, he was rebuked. So Shemayim couldn't read the pasuk to him in a dream; they had to read it to Rav Safra. We continue. Amalei by the Rav Dima, by Tolz Rav Dimi, Upashli the Krov Maiksev was a simple understanding. This pasuk, Ma de Beged Biyam Kara, and the end of it had said, "Vishar Bashir Ma Lev Ra." It's like singing songs to a Lev Ra. What does that mean? So Amalei told him, "Bishainal Talmud Sheinu Hagun." It's referring to teaching a Talmud who's not proper. Meaning, we had originally understood Lev Ra means he's not sound of mind; he doesn't understand what's being taught to him. But really, the simple understanding is Lev Ra, that he's bad; he's not a good fellow. He's Ainu Hagun. A person should not teach such a Talmud. Dom Rav Yehudah Merav, he tells us, "Kol Shainu Talmud Sheinu Hagun." Anyone teaches a Talmud that's not fitting, Neifel BeGehenim, he falls into Gehenim. Shenever the pasuk says, "Kol Chayshech Talmud Tzfunav," every darkness is hidden for its treasures. Tachleyu Eish Loi Nupach, fire that doesn't need to be fanned will consume him. That's referring to Gehenim. And why is this going to happen? Because Yera Sarid BeAhaloi, there's a bad Sarid in his tent. What does that mean? Vein Sarid El Talmud Chacham. Sarid is referring to Talmud Chacham. Shenever says, "Ubasridim Asher Hashem Kairei," among the Sridim that Hashem calls, and Sridim over there is referring to Talmud Chachamim. So this pasuk we just read, Yera Sarid Ba'olai, means the person has a bad Talmud Chacham in his tent, meaning he has a Talmud which is Einu Hagun, so he's going to be consumed by the fires of Gehenim. And Amar Zera Merav, he tells us, "They call Shana Talmud Sheinu Hagun, anyone who teaches a Talmud that's not fitting, Kizark Evan LeMarkulis," like throwing a stone to Markulis. Markulis was an Avodah Zarah, which the way you served it is by throwing a stone to it, and a person's Iver, even if he throws a stone to it to denigrate it, still, since that's its Avodah, he's Iver, and it's the same thing teaching a Talmud who's Einu Hagun. I know this, Shenever the pasuk says, "Kitzur Evan Margema," like one who puts a stone in a slingshot, "Kain Nisan Luxil Kavoid," as the same thing, giving honor to a fool. Uksivin the pasuk says, "Loi Nava Luxil Tanug," pleasure doesn't befit a fool. I can explain the Mishnah from the previous daf, Amishtat Vibman, Sarkler Shaim. We had said somebody who becomes a partner with a Kain or Evik Chavim, they have to make a mark on the meat so that everyone can know that it's not Chavin Matanais. Ask the Gemara, "Filu Im Avik Chavim," is that really true if he becomes a partner with a non Jew? Or Minu, ask you, Stira. We have a brass that tells us, Amishtat Vim Kain, Sarkler Shaim, if he becomes a partner with a Kain, so then he has to mark the meat so that everybody knows it's not Chavin Matanais. Somebody becomes a partner with a non-Jew, or he's selling Psulei Mekdashim, a carbon that became possible because let's say the animal got a mum, as they're shechting and selling the meat like regular, a mark does not need to be made on it. So Kofalam Gilom is on top of the Gemara answers, Hachmaiski, no, what are we talking about over here in this brass that we just quoted? It's where the non-Jew is sitting in the store, so it's apparent to everybody that he's a partner in selling this meat, and that's why we don't have to make a mark on it. Ask the Gemara, fine, the Kavasar Gabakain, the Yasam Sachta, Amaitar Chlershaim, in the corresponding case that if he's a partner with a Kain, that means the Kain would be sitting in the store, so why does he have to mark the meat? That doesn't make sense. Maybe you're going to say, Da'amri Bisr Kazavin, people who see the Kain in the store are going to say, oh, he's just there to buy meat and he's not actually selling it as a partner. Well, if that's the case, Avikacham Nami, Amri Bisr Kazavin. Even if there's a non Jew in the store, people are going to say, oh, he's just here to buy meat, and they're not going to realize that he's actually a partner in selling it. So there should be no difference between the non Jew and the Kain. Al Hacham asking, rather, what are we talking about over here? Diyasav Avikacham Akaspita, we're talking about where the non Jew is sitting on the Kasefet, on the safe, or in the box of money that the main butcher puts his money into, so it's obvious that he's a partner in this and that he's not just there to buy meat. Ask the Gemara, why should it be different with a kohen? The kavasoga b'kohen deyos v'kaspitad. What about the corresponding case where the kohen is sitting on the safe on mitzar chlirshaim? Why does the meat have to be marked? So it must be because Amri, people are going to say hamuni hamne. He trusts the kohen, meaning not that the kohen's his partner. It's just that he trusts him to be sitting on the safe to protect it. But again, not that he's his partner, and that's why the meat has to be marked. Well, if that's the case, Amri hamuni hamne. Even if it's a non-Jew sitting on it, people just say he's not a partner. It's just the butcher trusts him with his money. Says the Gemara, no, ain't amuna b'kachavim. There's no trust like this with a non-Jew. So the non-Jew sitting on the safe, it must be that he's actually a partner in this. Ibai said, alternatively, we can answer that stam b'kachavim mifapai. A regular non-Jew who's a partner in this is going to be shouting. He's going to cry out. He's going to make a lot of noise every time the butcher says, okay, this is the cost of it. If the non-Jew's a partner, he's going to say, no, don't charge this, charge that. He's always going to be making issues in a very loud voice. So everybody knows that he's a partner. As opposed to a kain, he's more tsunua, he's more quiet. If the butcher says he's selling it for X amount, the kain's not going to say anything, so people aren't going to realize that the kain's a partner. That's why we say that when there's a kain there, the meat has to be marked. When the non-Jew's a partner, it doesn't have to be marked. And we're discussing this b'raisa, Amar Amar, Upsulei HaMikdashim, Ein Tzarich Lirshaim, that Upsulei HaMikdashim, karbonis that became pasul, are now being sold. They do not have to be marked because everybody knows they're Upsulei HaMikdashim. Ask the Gemara, Alma Chamilsa. That means that it's very obvious that this is Upsulei HaMikdashim and it's not a regular animal. How could you say that? We learned in a Mishnah that tells us Upsulei HaMikdashim, Nimkar Be'itlis, animals that are Upsulei HaMikdashim, they're allowed to be sold in the Itlis, which usually means a butcher shop, but over here it's referring to the Shuk. They can be just sold in the regular marketplace, Vinishchatim Be'itlis, and they can be Shechted in the marketplace like regular, Vinishkala Be'litro, and they can be weighed by Litro, which is a specific amount of weight. In other words, they can be sold just like regular, like every other meat, and so there's actually no differentiation between Upsulei HaMikdashim and other meat. So why does it not have to be marked? So the Gemara answer is Tigmar of Adabar Ava, Kamidar of Papa, or Adabar Ava, explained in front of Rava that Ba'isan Amakar Musay Chabayis, you're right, we're referring to Upsulei HaMikdashim that are sold inside the house. That's specifically regarding a Bechar Balmom or Meiser Behema, which is a Balmom, that's sold out of a person's house. It's not going to be sold like regular in the Shuk. It's not going to be weighed like regular. It's only going to be sold by estimation out of a person's house. So it's in that case that it's very obvious it's Psulei HaMikdashim. It doesn't have to be marked, but you're right. Other Psulei HaMikdashim does have to be marked. And continues because he's Matanis out of a Kain or a Nanju has a partner. So Amar Avkuni tells us, Shutaf Barash, Patam Alechi. If the Kain Nanju, we're just going to say Kain, as a Shutaf, he's a partner just in the head of the animal. So then Israel's Patr given from the Lechi. Shutaf Biyad is Shutaf in the hand, so Patr Min Azraya. He's Patr from giving the Azraya. And Shutaf Bin Miyim, if he's Shutaf with the inside, so Patr Min Akeva, he doesn't have to give the Keva. Now, Chiba Rav Amar, he says that Afil Shutaf Achsmehen, even if a Kain is a Shutaf in just one of these things, Patr Min Kulon, the Israel doesn't have to give any his Matana. So now we're going to ask on Chiba Rav, Mesfe, we have Brazza tells us, let's say the Kain is selling the animal to Israel, and he says, Arashali, I'm keeping the head, but Vakul Shalcha, the rest is yours. Afil Echem Meyabrush, even if he says 1/100th of the head is mine, so Patr the Israel is Patr, because the Kain has a Chelik in the Rush. Also, let's say he says, Hayajali, the hand is mine, Kul Shalcha, the rest of the animal is yours. Afilu Echnu Me'abiyad, even if it says 1/100th of the hand is mine, Potter, the Israel is still Potter, and B'nai Me'aim Shali, if he says the insides are mine, Kul Shalcha, the rest is yours. Afilu Echnu Me'abahen, even if he says just 1/100th of them is mine, Potter, the Israel is Potter. Now, my love, Potter Men Alechi, V'chai B'kulon, Potter Men Azroi, V'chai B'kulon, Potter Men Akeva, V'chai B'kulon. When we say Potter in all these cases in the Braisa, does that mean that he's Potter from giving matanos from that section of the animal that the client has rights to, the head, the hand, or the insides, but he's chayv in the rest of them? Clearly not like Chiba Rav. Says the Gemara, Lo, that's not so. Pater mikulon, this brisa could really mean that he's pater from everything, so it's not a question on Chiya Barav. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Well, listen, he pater mikulon. Then the brisa should say very clearly, he's pater from everything. And furthermore, Tanya, if a brisa states clearly, Horeshali, the head's mine, Kol Shalchan, the rest is yours, Afilu Echem Mea Barash, even 1/100th of the head, pater min Alechi, he's pater from Alechi, v'chayv bikulon, and he's chayv in giving the rest. Tuvta to Chiya Barav, Tuvta, this is a clear refutation to Chiya Barav. So Gemara says, right, now we just want to try to explain Chiya Barav, where is he coming from? So Rav tells us, Hamas Nisa to Isay the Chiya Barav, the following Braiso is what caused Chiba Rav to be misled. The Tanya, the Braiso says as follows: As for our Matanus Kuhnein, there are 24 Matanus Kuhnav, Kula Nitnu, Aaron, Lubanov, Bechal, Prat, all that were given to Aaron and his sons by way of Klal and Prat. The Pasuk says, L'chol Kacha B'nai Yisrael, L'chon Isatim, so this is Mashra Klal, and then it goes on to list all the specifics, so that's Klal and Prat, and also Bris Melach. These were given along with the Bris Melach. It says at the end of this discussion, Bris Melach Oilam Hu. And what does that mean, a Bris Melach? Well, the same way the salt never goes bad, it's always there. Same thing, the Matanus Kuhnav are always going to be around, at least some of them. There's always a chiv to give them. And continues the brisa, call him a kaimon, ki ilu kaim klal pratu bris melech. Anyone fulfills matnas kuhuna, it's like he kept to the klal and pratu bris melech. Chala over alayin, anyone who's over on them and doesn't give them, ki ilu over klal pratu bris melech. It's like he was over on these things. Elu hain, these are them, meaning these are the matnas kuhuna. So esra mikdash v'arba b'shalayim v'esra gavulin, 10 in the base of mikdash, 4 in Yerushalayim, and 10 that's even outside Yerushalayim. Esra mikdash, 1 of the 10 in the base of mikdash, chatos, chatos oif, asham vaday, v'asham talui, v'ziv chesham tzibur. Some of the meat of all these korbanos that we just listed are given to the kahanim. Also, the leg of oil that a Mitzrayah brings, and Ushtei Alechem, the two Lechem that are brought on Shavuos, Lechem Aponim, and the showbreads that are every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, Ushar Menachais, that which is left over Karban Mincha after the Kemitzah is taken out, Umenchas HaOimer, and what's left over from the Karban Oimer after the Kemitzah is taken out, all these things are given to Kehanim, and Va'arab Yushalayim, what are the four in Yushalayim? Habachaira, that's a firstborn animal, Habikurim, and the first fruits, Umurim and Atoidu Me'al Nazir, that which is separated from a Karban Taida and from the Ram of a Nazir, and Va'arz Kajim, the hides of Karbanis of Kajim, those are the four things that are in Yushalayim, and Vasbri Gvulin, what are the 10 things that are out in the Gvulim? So Truma, Uchumas Meiser, these are given from produce, and Vachala, this is given from dough that's made, Vareish Sagez, first of the shearing the sheep, Umatanois, these are Matanois we've been talking about the whole time, Zerah Lechaim and Keva, Upedin Aben, redeeming a firstborn son, Upedin Petech Amor, redeeming the firstborn male donkey, Usteachuza, an ancestral field, the person is Maktish Esteachuza to Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't redeem it by Yovel, so the Gizbar, the treasurer, sells it to somebody else, and then afterwards by Yovel, it goes to the Kaihanim, Usteacharamim, a field which is made Cherem, basically the owner said this is Cherem, and automatically goes to Kaihanim, the Gezla Ger, and somebody who stole from a Ger, and the Ger died without anyone to inherit him, so it goes to the Kaihanim. These are 10 things out in the Gvulim. Now, what's the bottom line here? Who saw Bar? Chiba Rav thought that Midikachashavulhu Matanis Bechada, since the Brisa counts Matanis as one, all it says is Matanis, and we really know that Matanis are Zerah Lechaim and Keva, but it's still counted as one, so Chadinenu, that's all one. Therefore, the Brisa says, let's say, for example, the Kayin has rights to the head, that he is Pater. Chiba Rav understood that to mean that he's Pater in all the Matanis because they're all linked together. But really, it's really not so, because Atu Mur Mitaida Ve'el Nazir, the Kachashavulhu Kachada, Mishum the Chadinenu, what about these matters that we listed in the Brisa, that which is separated from a carbon toida and the ram of a nazir, that's listed as one, but is that really one? No, they're obviously two separate things. The parts that are separated from a carbon toida and the ram of a nazir are clearly two separate carbonas and two separate manas kuna. So why were they listed together? Elokim the damila dadi chashlu kachada, since they're very similar because the same parts are separated from both carbonas, that's why they're listed as one, but really it's two separate things. Hachanam said to be here with matanas, kim the damila dadi, since they're all similar to each other because they all fit under the category of matanas chashlu kachada, that's why they're listed as one in the Brisa, just as matanois, but obviously it's referring to the Zerah Lechaim and Keva, which are all separate things. Therefore, it is really like we said before that even if there's a Ptur for the Yisrael to give one, he doesn't have to give the head, for example, he still has to give the Keva and the Zerah. But at least now we understand how Chiba Rav was misled by this Brisa, he had misunderstood it. And moving on to one more scenario, but that's a fun question. Let's say the Kain told the Yisrael, Harai Shalcha, you get to keep the head, Vakula Shali, but the rest of the body is mine. Mahu, what's the din? Basar Chiba Azlini, do we follow the Chiyuv, the Chiyuv Gabe Yisrael, who, and the Chiyuv is by the Yisrael, meaning the part of the animal which is Chayiv, which is the head, because the L'chayayim are part of the head, so that the Yisrael owns, and so when he shechs the animal, maybe he's chayv to give the L'chayayim to the Kain. Idoma, maybe, Basar Iker Behemaz Linon, we follow the main part of the animal of Iker Behemah the Kain, who, and the entirety of the animal, besides the head, belongs to the Kain, and then we're not going to be chayv the Yisrael to give the L'chayayim from the head. All he owns is the head, and that's not something that's going to be mechayv him and giving matanos. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we have a riot. The Brisa tells us, Avikachavim Mekain Shemasu Tsarim Li Yisrael Ligzais, Evinanju or Kain gave their sheep to Yisrael to shear. Pater, he's Pater from Rishis, I guess, because this is not owned by him, he's just doing the shearing. Also, halakech gez sonish avikachavim, patr mreshes agez. If someone buys the shearing of the sheep of a non-Jew, he's patr mreshes agez. That's because he doesn't own the actual sheep itself, he just bought the shearings. And here's the main part of the brisa of zeh chomer bezoyer b'lechayim b'keva yosem mreshes agez. This is a chomer we find by zoyer l'chayim b'keva more than mreshes agez, namely that by zoyer l'chayim b'keva, even if the Israel owns just this part of the animal, just the zoyer, just the l'chayim, or just the keva, he's chayv to give that section to the kayin, even though the kayin owns the rest of the animal, and that's opposed to the shearing of the sheep, if the Yisrael doesn't own the actual sheep, so he's not chayv mreshes agez. Shmamina, we see from here the bas chiyuv azlinon, that we follow the chiyuv shmamina, that's a raya. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.